As many couples' lives are busier than ever, with both partners working full-time jobs and plenty of other commitments filling their schedules, it's easy to understand that emotional distance can creep into a marriage. How can couples rekindle that flame if it's been snuffed out by the whirlwind of life? We'd like to offer suggestions on the next Family Matters, so do stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A wife who is feeling the lack of engagement between her and her husband recently wrote us with this question. How can my spouse and I overcome growing feelings of estrangement and regain the closeness we had in the early days of our marriage? We both lead extremely busy lives. My husband's workload should ease up soon, but in the meantime, I sense that he's becoming increasingly distant from me emotionally. What can I do to reverse the trend? We suggest that you take the direct, honest approach. Look for an opportunity to discuss the situation with your husband in a relaxed setting. It might be a good idea to suggest that the two of you spend a day engaging in some kind of shared activity that you both enjoy. Then when you're both having a good time, tell him you've got something on your mind and ask him if he wouldn't mind talking about it. If for some reason you're uncomfortable broaching the subject with him face to face, you might want to put your concerns into a letter. This can be beneficial in at least three ways. First, writing involves careful thought and deliberation and helps us avoid the communication ruts we tend to fall into when talking with our spouses. Second, it gives the other party time to think about his response. And third, it provides both of you with a written record of the thoughts that have been communicated. That can be helpful a week from now when memories of verbal conversations have begun to fade. Naturally, you'll want to do all of this in a caring, non-threatening way. Resist the temptation to tell your spouse what you think is wrong with your relationship. Without lecturing or interrogating, ask him how he's been feeling about life lately and how he views your marriage. Then let him know, in a positive way, how crucial it is for you to get your feelings out in the open. Begin with something like, "I'm afraid that if I don't address this situation, I'm going to become resentful and I don't want to do that." Then say, "How can I voice my concerns in a way that you're able to hear and respond to, even if you do disagree with me?" At this point, he has a choice. He can be unreasonable and say, "I don't want to hear about your concerns," or he can suggest ways in which you can confront him constructively. If he takes the second option, you've made an important first step in the right direction. If he's unwilling to cooperate, you might ask if he'd be open to talking with someone you both respect, like a pastor or a mature Christian friend. You may even want to make an appointment with a professional marriage counselor. Focus on the Family's counseling staff can speak with you over the phone and provide you with a list of referrals to qualified professionals in your area. If you'd like to speak to someone who can help, please call 031-716-3300. If your husband won't go along with any of these possibilities, you can still see a counselor on your own. That'll give you an opportunity to make some important decisions. You'll have a chance to think about the changes you need to make and how you need to handle your side of the relationship. This could be a very important part of the solution to your problem. That's especially true if the two of you are as busy as you claim to be. The Bible tells us clearly how believers are supposed to order their lives. God first, spouse second, children third, and then our work, education, hobbies, etc. At some point, both you and your husband will have to adjust your priorities if you want your marriage to thrive. We're glad you asked the question and hope that you won't take long to initiate that important conversation with your husband. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.